Christ.
I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Creator, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Sustainer, and the Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. But many who are first will be last, and the last shall be first. This gospel has really rocked a lot of people over the centuries when they have heard it read or when they have read it for themselves. For we live in a culture that believes that those who have the most toys win. But Jesus is plainly saying here, it's not about your possessions. It's not about the toys. It's about faith. And it's about what your values are and what you put first. We are called by Jesus to be passionate, compassionate people, to be caring and reaching out to others. And what does it mean to be a compassionate Christian? For we often get confused by what that means. Jesus plainly is saying here, give what you have to the poor, plus be faithful, and then you are one with God. What he's asking for is for us to say what our values are. Is it first in our lives to follow God and to follow the love of God? Or do we have other things that trick us? Now we all from time to time get carried away and have something that becomes central to us, and we may even obsess about it. And then after a while we come back to our normalcy and we put things in perspective and we understand that knowing the love of God and sharing the love of God compassionately is what matters most. For it's not possessions that bring us happiness. What brings us happiness is a sense of fulfillment. Doing what fulfills us. Being compassionate and caring for others, as well as ourselves. But having that sense of care and reaching out. There are three fundamentals to being a person in this world with our emotions and reaching out and looking and receiving and working with other people. Two of them are not healthy and one of them is very healthy. But the three of these elements often get confused. There is the element of being piteous. There's the element of being sympathetic. And then there's the healthy element of being empathetic. And I want to spend a minute looking at those. Because if we want to follow what Jesus is talking about here and calling us to put aside our possessions and to love others and love God, we have to do that loving in a healthy way. So what is pity? I've seen a lot of people over the years have pity, and they take pity on somebody else, and they have this position of being looking down on them. Oh, that poor, miserable soul. Look how injured that person is. Or look how poor that person is. Or how hungry. Or look at those poor refugees. Or look at whatever. And the problem with pity is that we might throw them a roll of paper toweling like the President of the United States did in Puerto Rico last year. And think, I've done my bit. I've thrown them some paper towel. And that's, in a way, looking down on them. And that's sort of not being engaged, but feeling some pity and thinking, well, out of guilt, I've got to do something. It's sort of like when you're struggling out of the store at Christmas time with all your packages, and you pass by the Salvation Army kettle, ding, 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 and you give them a toonie out of your pocket. Ah, I've done the poor, and then go home now. Pity is not helpful. It's not helpful to those in distress, and it's not really helpful to you. Pity means I'm disengaged. You're sort of on the edge of my radar screen, but I'm not really engaged with you at all. And when you find people who are working, like I've had volunteers in hospitals who were visiting in the parish, in hospital, and they would pity the people they saw. And the pitying didn't help the patient, and it didn't help them, and it didn't really uplift the gospel of love of Jesus Christ. And those of you who've worked in that medical setting have seen people with pity. And we ourselves who are doing this work, if you start to get in a pitying relationship with somebody, get out of it, because you're not going to help anything. So the love of God and being a compassionate Christian does not involve pity. Then there's sympathy. And sympathy is a step ahead of pity, but it's equally dangerous. Sympathy means that when you are crying, I feel the need to cry myself. That I've lost about everything who I am, and I have sort of come into the same space as you are. So if you're feeling happy and uplifted, I'll be happy and uplifted. Woo! Thank you for the gift. But if you're down and crying, then I got to be down and crying too. And that doesn't help. You've lost who you are and the gifts that God has given you as a person reaching out to assist. Your ministry gets negated. Your ministry of caring and compassion in the time of sympathy is null. You've short-circuited it. What really God is doing here through Jesus and what we are called to do is what's known as empathy. And the best way I can describe empathy is the person you are working with, and you are there as a Christian, the person you are working with is like a movie projector. And they're projecting out what their current state is. And they're very valid current states. Of depression, of grief, of fear, of hunger, of desolation. All the words you can think of. The person is a projector giving that to you. And they often come at me when I, especially if I'm walking downtown in downtown Vancouver and I have my collar on, you'd be amazed what a magnet that is and what you get coming at you. If I was being sympathetic, I would sort of want to be poor just like them. But I'm called to be empathetic. And so they're projecting their image of what's going on. And I had to see myself having a little screen in my forehead. And what they're projecting is here. And I fully have an understanding and a caring about it. I really care what's happening with you. What's happening to that person who's projecting. But at the same time, I have the rest of me. I have the gifts of God that God has given me. I have the education that I've worked at getting. I have my skills and abilities from the past. And I try to bring those skills and abilities and patience and kindness and care to the situation in a dialogue, in an interaction, in a compassionate way with a person who's in distress. And so we can go somewhere that's going to be a solution or the start of a solution that will be long-lasting. But I'll not be depleted. And I'll still have energy for the next projection from somebody else, but be with that person and not get consumed. It's the idea that if you've ever taken life-saving with swimming, you always throw out the life preserver rather than go yourself, because a person in distress could drown you. So the idea is you want to be for that person in an empathetic way. So we are called by Jesus to be compassionate Christians, to be caring, to be loving, to be understanding, to be forgiving, to be present. But I call us today to do that express that love of Jesus in a compassionate way that's empathetic, that's going to help the person move beyond their present state and move to a new state of wholeness in their journey with God, and a journey with life, and a journey within themselves. And so today, as we receive the Eucharist, the pouring out of the love of God for us, we receive that love in us in a whole way, in an energetic way, and then we give it out in a way that's sustaining, that's compassionate, caring, but long-lasting. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.